Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today we're holding really Pei Vav, but we're on Pei Hei Amud Beis. We're on Pei Hei Amud Beis by the two dots. The Elu Lohay Absulam. No. V'ilu lohayim sulon. Amar Rav Yechon. Here we have by the Mishnah. It says, V'ilu lohayim sulon. And Amar Rav Yechon. Everybody have that, Rav Yechon's? Loi hirshir Rabbi Akiva. What the Mishnah brought Rabbi Akiva. And it said that if the behemoth is a Baal Mum, then it could also be the day to be Molo. But La Hirsha Rabbi Akiva Ella Badukan Shabahayan Hail of Sharon Biifis, the same member that we had before, Dr. Ayan Zion. He said La Hirsha Rabbi Akiva only where there's a Dukan Shabahayan, where's some kind of a, all right, call it a caricature, call it a cataract, behind Hail of Sharon Biifis. Provide, because it's kosher b'yifis, therefore the psul is not so devastating, and therefore the din is imalo layerdu. Why it says dafke this, Tysus asked. Remember why? What's so special about Dukin Shabayin? The chayr, I mean, anything is kosher b'yifis. I mean, except for mechusar aver. If it's not mechusar aver, so anyone. All the dinim that we have by behema do not apply. By Yifus, unless it's Mechusa Raver, where the Gemara learns that from the Pasuk, be the wife, like Kola wife. And therefore, why is it that it's different? Why is it that the Gemara Dafke points out Dafke, Dukin Shabayin? Rashi over here tells us, also somewhat of a Shver Rashi. Rashi says, Hail Shver Mi Yifus, Dixiv, Tabib, the same Tabib Zachar, Babakar, Baksavim, Tabus Vizachros, Vibahema, we only have a din of Tabusar, or a Zachar, the difference between Zachar and a Keva, it's by a carbon, it only applies by Behemoth, not by Yifus, and Tabus, that there's a Psula Balmum, that only applies by Behemoth, the ain't Tabus Vizachros, be Yifus. However, if it's missing an aver, lo, that already it's not mishumek akrivein alafach asach asacha, v'chein mum meguna, or it's he's adding a mum meguna. That's also a problem that we have. Why is Rashi bringing akrivein alafach asacha? We learned it out from Nino life like color life, like Tysus discs, different places that we have. Why is Rashi bringing that? Let's we'll say maybe he learns that's the gather of the psul. I mean, we learn out mina life like color life. We have them. So then we have the problem here, the Rashi. Why Rashi says it like that? Rashi and Chulin says that we talked with the Tysus before. When the Fayin Zion comes on his Ibid, we have also another Tysus on the Flamed Hay. Remember we have a Tysus on Lamed Hay. Where Tysus comes over there, Ella Beduket Shabaayin Hal Cher Biyifus. There Tysus says, I'm reading of the Tysus of Lamed Hey. Lav Davke. Tysus says there, it's Lav Davke Duket Shabaayin. Who are the Charmu Bechayin Abuchus Reyefer? Get up a bear comment in Kedushin. Davke Yavish Gapa Abuchuloin Abi Charmu Min Possibly Bin Rabbanin. Tais says maybe even according to Rabbi Akiva, the other ones maybe will pass only be the Rabbanin. Or Lamed Hei Amud Beis, you heard. You say maybe the other ones are be the Rabbanin. Masha Perish for Kutris, the Mechusar Eimer. It's possible because B'yayt, Mishum Akrivein, Olafech HaSecha, Mechidon Perish. Why did he say that? The Behedya Darish like. You know, should we have a Pasik be the wife like all alive? So we have a, so we have different issues that we have here. Maybe the other ones are only putting the Rabbanan. Why Rashi bring the Pasuk? There is a tzad. All right. There is a tzad. What's the other tzad? Is to say some kind of a chiddush, and to say that it's only dukish of ayin that will be kosher midaraisa. Everything else is going to be possible midaraisa for whatever reason. Even that's kosher ba'ifis. There is a taras hakodesh that comes to say such a thing. But the pasim rak lahayir that the dinim that we have over here, the gabay, whether what's the reason dukish of ayin. Of why it is that it's that itself is good that the other women are going to be puzzled why he brings dafke where b'chusereiver is puzzled because of hakridenol v'chasecha and what is the uniqueness that we have in the din of the kishabayim if we said the taisus of lavin hey we might as well just take a peek at the other taisus of dafayim zayin where again he asked the kasha. Remember the Tysus we had? We pointed it out on Ayin Zion also. The top Tysus on Ayin Zion, where he brings it. Ella, Machusar Aver, Vishama Ba'if, he asked the Kasha why by the Kapsa Bar Kapsa. Remember why it says Nisa Vasayim? Why did he say that? Miwakati Kasha, the Ikakama Mumin. Same problem. We have kama movement that are puzzled by a behemoth. They're not puzzled by a knife. They can kama movement, the low puzzle. You might not get to, why is it only saying, look at Shemayim? Hey, begin, Nava, but see, but they couldn't have a Gabishne movement, Babakabacher. Why did it, when it came, and they wanted to go and pass all the carbon, they bedafke did that, but they some Messiah. Could any kind of moment they want, they could have done by a knife. It would not pass or by a behavior of pass or why'd they bedafka take that? Alright. What was it? So here it says, well, Hirsha Rabbi Akiva or Beduka Shemayin called Sharon the Ifis. And therefore he held that the din over there is woman. It only is Babakai where it'll be Psuli Abu Dushim, where it started out as a Kedusha Saguf, and then afterwards it befell, a mum befell it. That's where the din is, because there at least it had a Kedusha Saguf. Rabbi Akiva. However, Rabbi Akiva is Maida. But I lost the keva. In other words, before we even say this, in other words, it only has to be kidam hegdesha as woman. Let's say it was kidam woman as hegdesha. That doesn't have any kedushas hagulf even. It's regular kedushas damim. Look, not going to be any din over there. It'll be regular kedushas damim. And therefore, over there, would not apply the whole Rabbi Akiva of imalo layerdu. But, so the Gemara says, Umayda Rabbi Akiva, B'yailas Nekeva, he's made by B'yailas Nekeva, the Keshekidam, Bubba Lahakdeshon. There it's like W, there it's like, it became where it's an Oilas Nekeva, where B'chlau, it's not Roy at all. It's over there, and therefore it'll have a thing like Nekeva, Bubba Lahakdeshon. Very difficult thing, what it means here. What is the din of Kina of Eilus the Kaver? What? Yeah, it's a din bigger than Asa. Yeah, it has a Kedushas Haguf. What's the din? It can be Mamer. What is the din if you have a Mapish the Kaver the Piskai? Mapish the Kaver the Yoyla. It's no good. It's in a cave. It has to be Dafke for a Zacha, for a Besser. I'm up in Kane. You can be Mamer. Let's say it'll be a din of Me'ila. It's made by a lachar mayel by it, by an ayla, an eyeless nekeva. It doesn't have a mom. This gemara tells that tmurin is a din bigger than nachse kedushas damim, nachse kedushas aguf. You have kedushas aguf. It doesn't have a. There is no din opinion by it. There's a din of mayel lachar mayel by it. There's a din of a tmurin by it. In which case. So you do have to do. Why is it in Takedat? Why is it Ditakadat that Shivshimi Malalo Yerdu? This is not a case of Kidim Bum Magdesh. What he means, Lechaira, is it's true that Avada has Kedusha Saguf. And Avada, you're not going to be able to be paid. And Avada, there'll be a din of a tamura by it. But it doesn't have Kedusha Sakrava. Kedusha Sakrava does not have. It's a different level. The Karanaira, there is a Karanaira, that the Karanaira is Ivan on this problem. I had this problem. And so the Karanaira learns the reason is, because what the Gemara means is, it's like Kida Mumin Lehegdeshan, even though it's not, but it's like Kida Mumin Lehegdeshan, because it does not have Kedusha Sakrava. It's not right, right? I've never the original Kedusha that's Chal. There are all kinds of different levels of Kedusha. Like, as we know, we have it so many times. So many levels of Kedusha. This also, there'll be a different level, a much lower level of Kedusha, even though it has Kedusha Sakuf. Not all Kedusha Sakufs are created equal. And there won't be a date of Ima Lulu Yerdu for this. Bayrav Yerbia. Now we have another. Yesh Nirva B'Yifis, away Nirva B'Yifis. Is there a din of Heptis? We don't have two of Nirva.
It doesn't work
100%
this
case. No, you're 100% right. It's not Sub Sulevel Goshu. You're right, 100%. It doesn't have a mum. There's no pidyon by it. But it has Kedusha Sakuf. The technicality of it. It has Kedusha Sakuf. There's a din of my alach on my own by it. You can't be finding it. So what do you do with it? You wait till it gets a bum. What do you do by a mafish that came with a piece? Tomorrow's a mafish. What do you do with a mafish that came with a piece guy? Or a mafish that came with a piece guy? You can't have a cave for a carbon pass, huh? So what do you do with it? You wait till it gets a bum?
And before Pesach, you can buy another Pesach.
Yeah, you can buy another Pesach, yeah. Or the mafish that came on the island, but if it's not, it has to be Yerachi's knife. If it's not Yerachi's knife, you won't be able to use it, and there'll be a mile also. Okay.
You let it turn for smoke?
Well, it could be called, but it's Nachliyara. Yeah, the Gemara says you won't be able to do that either, really. It's called the Yedichai Bekar, it's only by the Chayim the Dachim, and that's the Gemara Psachim, it's Adikres. So the Gemara then says, Nacham, by Rabbi Yerbia, the din we know, of course, is the Psul of Reveya Venirva. If the Behema does an act of Reveya on an Adam, or an Adam does an act of Reveya on a Behema, it becomes fossil carbon. What about by a knife? By Rabbi Yerbia, physically, you can't do it by a knife. To be what? To be a Raveya. It could be a Nirva, but it can't be a Raveya. By Rabbi Yerbia, Yesh Nirva B'Yifis, Oei Nirva B'Yifis, B'Yama. Shall we say the following? Min HaBehema LaHaitis Raveya V'HaNirva. Kol Hecha, maybe they have to go together. Kol Hecha. The Isa Bereveya, Isa Benirva, Kol Hecha, the Lesser Bereveya, Lesser Benirva. Maybe they go together. If you have a Reveya, you can have a Nirva. You can't have a Nirva either in the Psul. Or maybe it's not like that. Maybe they're not Tali Habaha. Kol Hecha, the Lesser Bereveya, Lesser Benirva, Dilma Harei Nev, maybe it's different. Harei Nev, the Mahavera, Saif, Kol Saif. So you can't have Reveya, but you have a Nirva. Let the Nirva be applied by itself. Amar Rabba, Toshaba, Rabbi Akiva, Bachir, Babalei Mumin. Says that Rabbi Akiva is Bachir, Babalei Mumin, Vivisa, Nafshir, Nabi, Benirva. All right, why was he Bachir by Babalei Mumin? Why was he Bachir by Babalei Mumin? Who's good by a knife?
So it's good by a knife. This is also good by a knife. There it says it must be that it's not good by a knife. There's a psul of nirva by a knife. Let's say it was good by a there was no psul of nirva by a knife. So then he should have been mafshirit by a behemoth. Because good by a knife, the same way he says it by Bali Mumin. He's mafshirit by Bali Mumin. Maybe he said, that should not be been nirva. El Makashar Biyifis. That was the whole basis to why he said it. Shema Mina. So there we see what must be that a nirva is puzzled by an knife also. Amra Nachma Yitzchak Afadat Nami Tanina Raya that this is true. Ha nirva the ha mukta what the psul is. We discussed it, of course, what the mukta is. Mukta by Avedazara referred to come in Avedazara to come to Takrubis Avedazara big machlaikis. The Hanevat, the Estad, the Bechir, the Tumtum, the Trigonus, Kula, the Tamin, the Gadim, the Besa Blea, Shabbat, they're all the Tamin, the Gadim, the Besa Blea, included in this list is what? Is a Nirva. And therefore, so it's a Simon, that Nirva is a Psuel by an oif. Because it's Betame, therefore the reason is, so therefore, it's Mitame. It is a little funny. No. It's funny because an Avazim Mitane Gailim. Remember the Gemara brought by Avazim Mitane Gailim? There, you can't bring that for a carbon. Avazim, your goose. Tane Gailim, a chicken. Can't do that. Can't bring that. It has to be a Torah or a Ben Yaida. Torah Ben Yaida. I'm a Bekein. It's not the time in the base I'm leading. Where it says he did Malika. My son. So Nirva, not much. We can hear very well if it's not qualified to be a carbon. So the Malin, it's the time in the base I'm leading. But you see that it's, that it, the did that it's not the time in the base I'm leading. It's not limited to that. It, where it says it, by Avazim Betayne Gailim. It says it by Avazim Betayne Gailim. So what's the shot to that? We have that Gemara. That was the Gemara in Ein Aleph. Remember the Gemara before? We had the Gemara. Well, on Ayin Amin Beis, the Gemara brings, it says, Nachano. Here it says, Rabbi Elazar Amar Afilu Bavalachat Itmar. Amar Rabbi Bibi, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Metayer Haya Reb Meir, Lebali Mumin, the Afilu Ba'avazim Metayne Gailim. He's Metayer, in time of day the veil. By Reb Yermia. All right, so fine, now RFAs. But what did he say? He said, even Ba'avazim Reb Meir, that it was Metabe B'malika, the Afilu B'Avazim, the La B'nei Mizbe'achein. Oh, so Rashi told us over there, remember, he had to be Magdashim. The Afilu B'Avad, she Kutshim B'Fnim. All right, so let's say he was Magdashim. But he did, even according to Rabbi, it's Metabe B'Avazim, Metabe B'Goylim even. But not in Erva. What? This could only be Kedushas Nadav. Avazim Metayne Gailim, that's such thing as Kedushas Aguf by that. Avada, it has to be Kedushas Nadav, which makes it even harder to hear, of course. Avada makes it harder to hear why it is like that. It doesn't have Kedushas Karbon. Masi Rak Lahayim. Rav Ahuna, come down up. Rav Chanin Skan HaTayinim.
What?
I brought a Maisa. By Kamash Vladi Maiseva, Maisa Kamash Vladi Maiseva, by what it means is, again, Ingmar just for the Maisa that he, Paskin like that, implemented the Psak of the Mishnah. And then it says, Geshem Shimolo. Then the Mishnah told us, remember, Geshem Shimolo, just like there's a din, Vimolo lo yerdu, Kachim yardu lo yalu. In the same way, Imolo lo yerdu, in the same way, if it came down from the Mizbeach, lo yalu, you're not allowed to bring them up because they're puzzled.
Here we have, what does it say here? You're not allowed to bring it up, of course. The whole din of the Mishnah is Mech Mekadosh. You're not allowed to do it. If it's Mech Mekadosh Psulim, if you take Psulim, you bring it on the Mizbeach, it's Mekadosh it, they got me all the halachas, whether it's Dab, whether it's Rabbi Murim, whatever it does. But if it came down, you're not allowed to do it. When is it that that the by these psulim that zimalu lo yerdu, but avo became if it's yerdu lo yalu only b'makay where it was not the fire did not of the mizbeach did not take hold of it yet. What does it mean? Even if it didn't go and consume the rive of it, but even a mikzas of it, if the fire took hold of it, what's the svara for it? The svara is because once it started, the Akhtaris, once the Akhtaris started, finished. You can even continue, they're allowed to be gaiberit. You can't initiate the Akhtara of Sulim. But once the Akhtara already started, you're able to finish it off. What? Okay, Lachmish of Isbeth. That's great. But what's the svara? The svara is great lachma because once you started it, you're able to be mashlim the haktari. Yeah, well, again, so the fastness of it is, okay, good. But once it's mashlim and har, it's a different set of rules. Wait a minute. Amr like shana al shalai mashlim and har. Abu Mashla Bahen Ha'ar, once it's already Mashla Bahen Ha'ar, and the fire of the Baracha, the Akhtara, already started Yahu. Rabbari Basti Aresha, and Rachadina Misura Basti Asefa. Is it, what's it going on? According to him, it'll go on what? Mashla Bahen Ha'ar, let's say Rashi says, what's the reason for the Mashla Bahen Ha'ar, like we said before, became what? Kol Nuyalud Y. That's Yalachma Shalesh. Became Yalachma Shalesh. That's why, so again, that was part of the problem that we had in the very first Rashi of the parent. He became, he calls it Lachma Shalmizbeach. What's Lachma Shalmizbeach? Lachma Shalmizbeach is only where it's Mashal Benahar. We're not talking in the parent, in the beginning of the parent, where it's Mashal Benahar. Hamizbeach Mekadosh Hatzulim. All right, it's Mekadosh Hatzulim. It became Lachmash of Isbeach. Lachmash of Isbeach is from Bakum where it's Mashlim and Ahar. That was the problem that the Briska wrote was Ma'ayr. So we said, what the Pshat is it? We want to know what the Pshat means. It's Mekadosh it. That it's now Mechoyim, step two, for Achiyav Akhtara of Lachmash of Isbeach. Now, now the Miskarov takes it to a different step that we had Merkstaker reservations to. Miskarov says that it's not even part of the carbon. The Akhtar is not Akhtar's carbon, it's Akhtar, it's a new kind of Akhtar. It's Akhtar of Lachmash of Isbeach, where it's not this Yachas even to the rest of the carbon. And that's what we took issue with. But this Chalik of it, we certainly could say. I mean, there are two steps that we could agree to. One step is that the Mizbeach is Mekadoshit. Doesn't always happen. Remember, by a Bona, you would not be Mekadoshit. But by a regular Mizbeach, it's Mekadoshit. Legabe what? That you'll be able to, that you're Mechoyev to go and be Makter it, to make it into the Haktara, where it will become Lachmash HaMizbeach, even if it does become part of the carbon. You're Mechoyev to go and be Makter it, to make it part of the carbon. This chelik, if you learn not like the Briska Rav, what will happen by the Bama? It won't be the Kaddish it, but you'll be able to do it. Let's say you do it and you're back to it. It'll become Lachmash HaMizbeach. It'll have a Shem Akhtari. You still would be able to do that. But there won't be a Ritzui. Maskim, there won't be a Ritzui. But here it tells us what? Nachama. Amar Elay Shadu Elah Shalai Mashla Bahem Ha'ar. But if it's Mashla Ben Ha'ar, it'll be Yahlu, All, even these dinim, all these dinim that we have in the Mishnah, the psulim, we have psulim akainish. Psulim akainish, the din is, yimalo lo yerdu, im yerdu lo yalu, unless it's mashul bahenor. But, he might say, what we have, maybe, but first, Manula says that only applies, again, Ramari Masti Aresha, all the dinim that we have. But Rav Chanina Misura is Masti Asefa. Now, what's the Sefa? We didn't do the Sefa yet. That's the next Mishnah. What does it tell us? Hoatzamis Vahagidim Vakarnayim. These are the parts of the Behema, not the Basar or the Emurim, the bones. Vahagidim. Vahakarnayim, the horns, Vahaklofim, the hooves, Bisman Shemachubarim, where they are connected to the Behemah, they were not detached from the Behemah. It's Yalu, you bring them up on the Mizbeach also, it's part of the Oila. Pirshu, well, let's say they were separated. Separated. The Ginim, the Tzabis, the Karnayim, the Tlofen, they are not essential parts of the Behemah and Lo Yalu. You don't bring them up. But, Amarula, that's if it means that what we're saying goes on them. Like Shon Lel Shalai, Mashla Behen Ha'ar. Avo Mashla Behen Ha'ar. However, let's say it's Mashla Behen Ha'ar or the Tlofen. There, what'll be the din? Yalu. So the word about the Mastia Seifa, if you learn that there is even a din of Yalu, or the Seifa by the Karnayim, the Tlofim, even though they're not B'nai Akhtarim, they're not B'nai Akhtarim, but the Mastia Seifa is Koske Narasha, where there was a Psul, they are B'nai Akhtarim. Uman the Mastia Resha, these are things that are not B'nai Akhtar. They're not Basar, they're not Emurim. By themselves, they're not. And therefore, maybe the Din Mashla B'Nahar would not apply by this. What do we have over here? So we have different ways. To what extent do we use the Din of Mashla B'Nahar? Maybe we should just be Magdim. A little bit more information to make it a little bit more palatable. No, they're different levels of Haktara. For example, they're going there, you're Makter on the Mizbeach, it's Makter the Basar. At what point of your Makter the Emurim is it Makter the Basar? We have a Gemara Menachas. What Chavav is it Mashlam Ben Ha'ar? Mashlam Ben Ha'ar means what? Mashlam, you went in, Bar makter a mitzas of the aver. It's a little bit. It's a mitzas of burning that took place by the aborim. All right. Then there's another level. Mishetatzis ha'ar berubo, where right of it is being incinerated, burnt.
Put on fire.
Okay, what?
Put on fire.
Yeah. So over there, at what point is the basar mutter? We have machlokes. The way we pask it even. It's Mishatatzis Ha'ar Baruba. We don't even hold it's based on Mashla Ben Ha'ar. But, so there are different levels. Sometimes it's Mashla Ben Ha'ar, the Gabi this did. You want to know what it takes to be Matir? Matir takes more than that. Mishatatzis Ha'ar Baruba, the way the Rabbi baskets. Then there's another thing. Let's say it did. Remember, there's a din. Trumas Hadeshen, things, you have, the mitzvah, of Akhtara means that the Emurim should be made into ash. You didn't finish the Akhtara. You weren't Yaitse the whole thing that you did Akhtara by Mishatatzar Barubo and you were a matter. You did the Maitse Akhtara that you had to do. Now what? Well, is it, remember, there's a din of Zar Shahabach, of the Sugyan Zar Shahabach Betsinaira. He has to go in and he goes and he stirs it up to make sure that it becomes ash. Haktara does not end with Mashla Ben Ha'ar or Tashas Ar Baruba. It's a din that the the Amorim have to be burnt to a crisp.
Incinerated.
I shouldn't use the word crisp. It doesn't mean that. It means that should be converted to ash. So the different levels over here, but Moshlam Ben Ma'ar is enough to say that the Haktarah began. Once it began, you finish it. Even if it's Yardu. Even if it's Yardu. Once it happened, and then afterwards it's Yardu, it's Yalu. Maybe it implies even by Atzamas, Vigidim, Karnayim, those things. Or maybe not. Maybe it's just regular Psulim. It has that in a Moshlam Ben Ma'ar. We do have a problem. We have a problem. Baltic a problem. Let's say we have the Gemara says, let's say a person. We have the Gemara later on in Dafkov Tess. A person will go and he will make a halab chutz, halas chutz. On a murim, two problems, two issues. He does it on a murim. That the din is imalu lo yerdu. But let's say he takes a murim, all the things that we have in our Mishnah. He goes and he's maila a murim that are puzzle. A murim that are puzzle. He can't bring them on the mizbeach. He's chayim for halal. The Gemara learns it from a pasuk. Why? Because the din is imalu lo yerdu. Even if you're not allowed to be maila them. But if it's im olu lo yerdu b'tiyaved, there's a chiyuv of halas chutz. Break with the kasha taras hakodesh. Let's say the evarim that were not im olu lo yerdu. Let's say im olu yerdu. But the din is going to be, let's say the din is im olu yerdu. We have, for example, Mishlam al Savik. What about according to Rabbi Yehuda? Who holds that there were no the big three? We have the big three that it's Imalu Yerdu, Nishchato Balayla, Nishmach Adam, and Yatzot Dama. So, but then the din is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't hold that the din of Psula Makaynish, that all Psula Makaynish is Imalu Yerdu. He holds other things, but not these three. These three that the din is Imalu Yerdu. You shepherded it Balayla, you brought it on the Mizbeach, the Dam went out, the Dam was Nishmach, and you put a murim on the mizbeach, it's yerdu. All right. What's the daily case where it's mashal by the R? So that's it's the Mishmal Melech clears it. We have a raya from a Tesfis later on at Daf Kuf Chaf that the din is he's minor. Then mashal by the R, the din is that it's low yerdu. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, about it, it's him all low yerdu. But not where it's Moshul Ben-Ha'ar, the same din that we have over here by Thomas and Gidim, or the cases that we have, and the cases that we have, I think Gemara tells us about those things that the din is, that where it's Yardu, let's say it already was Yardu, it's Lo Yalu, but you have to bring it back up, if in the case where it was Moshul Ben-Ha'ar, you have Levitz and Lund, Yotza, or all the cases that we had. But the din is, if once you brought it down, like the word is telling us over here, it's lo yardu, it's lo yalu. But when is it lo yalu? Well, it's not Muslim anymore. It's Muslim anymore. It's different. Rabbi Yehuda holds, not everything is imalu yardu, of course. There are those things imalu is lo yardu. The din is yardu. You have to be yardu. What if it's Muslim and or it's not? So why is the din if you're Mila? The Gemara says, let's say you went, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and you went and you were Mila, the Evarim Bechutz, those Evarim that the din is, after it was Nishchata Malayla, or it was Nishmach Dama. Gemara later on, Kuptes tells us over there, the din is, you're not Chayef for Shchut for Allah's Chutz. You're not chayef, why are you not chayef? Soif kol soif. It should be the same din as imalu lo yerdu because it's really right because of the case where it's mashal ben ha'ar.
But they're saying those cases.
Wait. It's just like we're saying. Even if the din is that it's pasul, But so what? You're still chayiv even if it's possible because it's right for haktara in case under certain conditions. Even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it's right in certain conditions. So why aren't you chayiv for Allah?
You can be chayiv for Allah.
Same thing. You should be chayiv. The din is going to be over there if the din is according to that lashon. You should be chayiv and chanami. It's your right for you doing a halachos by the karnayim and chanami. So Dove is saying he's hinting at it. So dancing around, didn't hit it, did not chop it by the gargle, but there, you see him there, there is a bank right back beside that we have here, L'chaira. By the way, no, the Lach Mishav is bech, that's the reason why it always helps by Mashla Ben Har. That's good for the Kasha. If it's Mashla Ben Har, and you say it even according to Rabbi Huda, you could say it even in the case, let's say my Karnayim, the Knavatam, Gidim, Atzonis, all these cases. Be the same thing. So why didn't you say that Yechai for Allah is chutz by that? Such for safe, it is right for some kind of Akhtarah. The shah that we have is, even, let's even assume the way we learned it, not like a briskerov. When we have the din of Lachmai Shal Mizbeach and you're going to be back there, what does it become? It becomes Haktaras carbon. Not like the briskerov. We'll go like the, it becomes Haktaras carbon. What will happen on Shabbos? Shabbos also the same thing. It'll be Daicha Shabbos, that's because it became, let's say, one of the Emurim became Tabei as part of the Muslim in a Hanabi. That's why Yechai for Akhtar Schutz. Saif called Saif, what did you do? You were back there, the Emure, Karbin, Bechutz, and you could have done it with the Yemen Bifnim. What's the lumpness of Mashal Behen Ha'ar? Is that there, over there is Lecha Shabbos also? Or over there, it's Taka Din of Akhtara where it's Mashal Ben Har. But it's not Lecha, but over there, it's not, it does not become part of the carpet. That's a separate Din of Akhtara of Mashal Ben Har. For example, let's take the case that Dove said. Hatzomis Vakini Vakarnayim Vaklofim. Alright? And they were Pirshim. Now what? If it's Pirshim. And before it was Pirshu, it was Mashal Behen Ha'ar. Okay? What do you do now? After it was Mashal Behen Ha'ar, you continue that Torah. You continue that Torah. What's the yard doing? If it's yard, they'll bring it back up. When you do that, is that called that Torah of the carbon? That's a separate thing about Torah of Lach Mashal Mizbeach also. That's not like independent. Even if we argue with the din that the lovedness of Imal Aloyerdu, but not by these cases where the whole din is only going to work by Mashla Ben Ha'ar. Once it's Mashla Ben Ha'ar, the heter to do that is even where it does not become part of the carbon. Let's say it did that b'chutz. Let's say it did that b'chutz. But that, there won't be a din of Halas Chutz. Halas Chutz is Mabaka Weher. You're being back there something where if you, it's possible to be chayim. It's possible to do it where it's going to be there. It's going to be haktaris carbon. If it's not part of the haktaris carbon, it's going to be a stab an independent din of haktaris. But it has nothing to do with the carbon. For that, there's not going to be a din of halachos chutz. Lachmas shel mizbeach itself. It's not going to be able to work unless the lovedness of that Lachmas shel mizbeach will make the Haktara part of the carbon. If it's an independent, then you wouldn't do it. Mafkamina. Let's say you would have again a Musaf on Shabbos. You'd have a Musaf on Shabbos that you would have Imalu lo yerdu. True. But it was Mashla Behen Ha'ar. Afterwards it was Yardu. Let's say you would have a Musaf for Shabbos. Some of the Evarim became puzzle. And it was Yardu. But it was Yardu after Mashal Behen Ha'ar. So there, normally you wouldn't be able to put it up because he was in Yardu lo Yalu. But over here it is Yalu. Yeah. It's Mashal Behen Ha'ar. Now that it's Mashal Ben Ha'ar, You do that on Shabbos, put it back up on Shabbos and burn it. No, that already you wouldn't be able to do it. That already, because the Lach Hashem Mizbeach over there will tell you, go and put it because you started it. But when you're going to finish it, once it's your due, you can't have it, you can't go and make it part of the carbon. It's not going to be ever become part of the carbon again. It's a separate thing to be myelin. That's not the Hashem.
So,
if
Every problem Shabbos,
once Mashal Ben Aura,
what happens?
Once Mashal Ben Aura won't work in the case where it was your due. We're going to have to initiate a new October. Say it's part of the old October, it's different. When we talk about this, then, Joe, let me just mention one thing here. When we're talking about the Atzabas and the Gidim and the Tlofim, we're going to talk about these Atzabas. Wait a minute. Everybody could just bridle the enthusiasm just for a drop. Yeah. The Atzabas here, Avmayach. Yeah, bro, the Atzabas. They have breath, they have mayach inside of it, marrow.
Yes.
Or not. This is a suffix. It doesn't say it over here anywhere. Also, another thing. The Gidim. The Gidim over here are not the Nadav Dera Basar. You know the Gidim? We had the Mishnah Pesach on the first day. You want to make a star to make a chabura to eat a carb of Pesach. You can make chabura with Gabin and Gidim, the Mishnah says. But the Gemara says in Pesach on the Gimel, we have a Gemara. What? They are relative, yeah. Some, yeah. That says in Gemara. Where it says Gidim, Shesaifa La'akcha, it's going to be different. Gidim Abba Savar could be different. But there are other ones. So what should we mean? Not all Gidim are the same. They're not all created equals, right? It's not set, but to say here what? Remember, let's say he would go and he would have Nas to be Mefagil to eat in Chutz L'Zvano. What do we have in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Hay? If it's not Roy Lachilu. What happens over here? What are we talking over here? And we have the Gemara Pesachim says, let's say they were Gidim, he could be Mitzafer Karben Pesach. This is a little nicer by it. You have to, what does it mean nicer? You have to eat it. I speak about it in my safety.
What Shmuel Aaron was talking about.
Yeah.
The place is an Erev Shabbos. If it's much of a right. That's what he was referring to.
All right.
Yay, Lee, Mala Yarda. Well, sir, Kachin.
All
right, gentlemen, Rabbi Say.
It's very hard.
Sultanish, Yay, Lee, Mala Yarda. Well, sir, Kachin. The following day, in Alu, it is Yardu. Well, sir, Kachin. The basar of kachin kachim that you're supposed to eat. This is not roi lemizbeach. What is, where is it that yibala lo yerdu? Psulim that are roi for the yesh, for the mizbeach.
These are not.
These are supposed to be eaten. So the end is no deni yibala lo yerdu. This is not the psulim akaita. It's not a case like that. No. The Elohim alu. Yerdu, because they're not right for the Mizbeach at all. It's not going to be. Well, now what will happen if you put it on the Mizbeach? Where is Mashma by the Lord? That's already going to be telling us what we said. The Eloi Malu Yerdu. That is a suffix, separate suffix. Somebody asked them. That's a big suffix that we have. There's a Raya from the Rabbis. We have a Raya that there's even those places where where there would be a din, let's say by Mashma ben Ha'ar, is it a heter? Is even a chiyuv of haktara for that? That's a separate issue. Maskin. The Elohim Malu Yerdu, Rav Garbuz, in his sefer, brings rayas, that's a chiyuv to do it. It's not just a heter. But let's take a look. The Elohim Malu Yerdu. Because these are not right for Rishim. It's not Bechlal Vadidam of Mizbech Mekadosh. The Elohim Alu Yerdu. Basa Kachin Kachin. Basa Kachin Kalin. Maiser Ha'aymer. These things that you eat. Maiser Ha'aymer. Shtei Alechem. Lechem Apanim. Put Lechem Apanim on top of the Shulch, on top of the Mizbech. You don't eat. You eat Lechem Apanim. Mishiyarei Menaches. These are things that, if they were put on top of the Mizbech, bring it down. They have no business bringing on top of the Mizbech under any conditions. The Tyrus.
Wow.
Hatzemer. Okay, and therefore we have these dim. Hatzemer. Shemarashe HaKvasim. We have the wool on the heads of Kvasim. Usa Seyer Shemizaket Tiyashim. The hair of the beard of goats. Matzavis vakinim akarnayim atlofim bismanshe mechubarim. Kolzman, they're connected to the flesh, to the goat, it's yalu. Shenemam hita akayinis akol. Pirshu. But once they separate, lo yalu. There it's different. If they separate, even though normally where it's all part of the guf, the carcass, if it's all part of the carcass of the ayla, you bring it up. Once it's separated, he was benatachit. Let's say when he cut it into pieces and these parts are separated from it, lo yalu. You don't bring them up. You don't bring up bones by themselves. We're clearing the bones. You don't bring them by themselves. Do they have bayach or do they not have bayach? You hear very well. If they have bayach, you should bring them up because it has a din of bosom. But what's the subject? It doesn't say that chiluk. Or hooves. Hooves. Not even busser. The hooves are separated from the carcass. Hooves are separated from the carcass. So what do? They're separated. You don't bring them up. That's not something you bring up on the Mizbeach. But if it's part of the carcass,
what do you do?
That is different. What do you do with it? Pirsha lo yalu shenemar lo asisa lo secha ha-basar ba-hadam. You do it what? The basar and the dam go on the Mizbeach. But, of course, we have a steamer psukim. What do you bring up on the Mizbeach? The Gatzazach, including the Klofim, the Tlofim, the Karnayim, the Ginim, the Atzavis, everything. The rabbis are Atzavis, my Ginim, my Karnayim, my Tlofim. Yachal, I might have thought of Ilu Pirshu. No. When you have a basar mahadam, so therefore in that case, if not, we have to get to machal. I might have thought, okay, fine. If it says basar mahadam.
What's
to where it says v'sisa l'secha basar ba'adam, maybe what it means is once it comes up on the maybe yachol yachloit skeda matzavis v'ala basar l'gabim esbeach. So maybe that's what you're supposed to do by the island. Maybe you go and you cut off the ginim, the tlof, and everything else where it says basar ba'adam. Maybe in the chadabi you separate it. Talmud leimar v'kakadis hakol. What we have is a stira. What do you do with the Tlafim and Atzavis and these things? You know, I said something, and after I said it, I realized it was a Plaitas Peh. I just said it, and I didn't think before I said it. I want to correct something I just said. Strike it from the record. What we're saying, of course, we're talking about the Oilers. Let's say they bring up lechem upon them on the Mizbeach, shnei alechem on the Mizbeach, the basar chatas where it's not bechlal rain leishim, and there was mashlo behen ha'ar. What happens over there? The dim mashlo behen ha'ar applies by those things that are rain lachila also, or it only applies by those things that are part of the behemoth that are not really rain for akhtari? I'm not 100% sure. I said it, and afterwards I had charata that I said it. Because the Gemara says it by the Tlofim, the Karnayim, you know, all the things that we had, Atzavis Vaginim, Akarnayim, Atlofim, it doesn't say the Mashlo Ben Ha'ar, by Basar Chatas, or by Meiser, or let's say by Meiser Ha'aymer, or by Shiare Menachas, Let's say they brush the Arab and Achas and it was muscle by the Arab. Does Nima have Torah on that? That's like, that's right for Achili. You're not supposed to be. They're not part of the Behema, huh? Lachma Padim. Let's say they put Lachma Padim on it. So it didn't there, muscle by the Arab. I'm not sure about that. I had Charata that I said it. I said it because it was in the Mishnah. But not sure about that then. Maybe there's a difference between the din of those things are part of the behema that are rye for achila. They are machlal, not rye at all for the mizbeach. That's a lot different than the cases of tzavos magidim acharnayim batlofen. What? Nothing. You're right, and that's what the Mishnah says that the elu imalu yerdu. It went out to the Mizbeach. Now it belongs on the Mizbeach. And therefore, what's going to be the din over there by a case by Lechem Apanim where it was Basel Bahen Ha'ar? It shouldn't matter. That's the reason why I said it, but it was a plaintiff that nobody jumped on it. I'm not sure what the din is going to be over there. I'm very nighted that the din is. There is not going to be a din over there, Muslim and Har. Yeah. I'm asking about yeah. Okay.
What's the source for the Mishnah? Where's the reaction from?
Well, he holds because it's a smara. It's a smara because it's called Tchilas Haktara. It's tchilas haktara, but something that's roi for haktara. If it's a case of lechem apadim, what's tchilas haktara? What kind of haktara by lechem apadim? Doesn't make sense, really. L'chaira. Okay, Todd. Mechubarim, so how do you reconcile the psukim? Mechubarim ya'alu. And therefore, I'm mechubarim, you bring it up. The makai where all these avarim that tzavos makidim akarnayim matlofim, it's yalu. Again, even though like we're saying there are gingdim needs beer. Gingdim is not one uniform din like we have like we saw by Karban Pesach. Or are we talking about tzavos? There is a mingdish novin, by the way, that clears the something. He does by merk what we're being by merking. We're marking that the Mishnah that's not Machalak over here, but some of that they have Mayach inside, they don't have Mayach. That's some Ha'ara I saw once in the Mingdash Lavin also. Pirshu, okay, son. Mechubarim Yalu. Pirshu, Avilahe Bereisha Mizbeach Yerdu. According to this, what's it telling us? If it's Pirshu, even if Bereisha Mizbeach, it's Yerdu. Now, if it's Pirshu, on top of the Mizbech. Right, let's say on top of the Mizbech, either it came separate on top or the Sumer was separated from before. Now, Man Tada, let's hear it. Who's the Tada to Shabbaslay? The Omar Pirshu Yerdu. We have a Tada who says that if it's on top of the Mizbech and it was separated, it's Yerdu. Rebbe, the Sanya, the Hiter, Akayan, is Hakol, Habizbecha. Let's all pay attention here. The Hiter, Akayan, is Hakol, Habizbecha, Larabis, Atsubis, Bakidim, Akarnayim, Atlafim, Afilu, Pirshu, according to this Tana. Even if it's Pirshu, you bring it all up on the Mizbeach. The Alamani, Mekayim, then, if it's even Pirshu, you bring the whole thing up on the Mizbeach, so what does it mean then? Only that. And for that it tells you, according to this Tana, a separate drasha. Let's say you have things of an oila that were mukhtar on the Mizbeach, and then some of them popped off the Mizbeach. They came off there. Sometimes they pop off the Mizbeach. They're propelled from the age.
Once the moisture dries up.
They go back to moisture dries up, so then it gets in, so it pops off the mizbeach, shoots off the mizbeach. You got to put it back. So that's what I'm saying. See, so like secha abasar b'hadam, leimalach. Ikule oilo atamal. So what do you put back on the mizbeach? When it pops off from the oil itself, the atamalzer ikule gilim atzabis. The gilim atzabis, when they come back, that's what's called the aduri paikin. The aduri paikin applies by the main body of the carbon, not by the gilim atzabis. That's according to this Tana, not like the way we said. Rebbe Yomer, but what does Rebbe hold? Rebbe Yomer, Chasam Echad, Amir Bita, Kanisak, Kol HaMizbecha. You bring everything on the Mizbeach, meaning what? Reba, Reba. That's a Reba, then you bring other things. The Chasam Echad, Amir Bita, Laisecha, Basar Mahadam, Niyat. You only bring Basar Mahadam. How does he learn it? Okay, so the chubarim is yalu. Pirshu afilu hei b'rosh ha-mizbeach is yerdu. Pirshu, that even b'rosh ha-mizbeach it's yerdu. If it's pirshu, that even if it's b'rosh ha-mizbeach it's yerdu. So the Gemara is saying that the way we learn the Mishnah, but it goes on even the Rebbe. That's what it goes on even the Rebbe. Now, Taisvis, if you take a look at Taisvis, it's not Pasha. You see the top Taisvis? Ban Shabbos like the Abar Pirshu Yerdu, Rebbe he. Now, until now, we did not say anything about that the din is going to be Yerdu after it's Pirshu. What were we talking about until now? It was Pirshu, it's Lo Yalu. Let's say it was Pirshu. So then it's even Yerdu after it's on the Mizbeach. That's the Mishnah, yeah. But so the Gemara is saying, who's the Mishnah? It's Rebbe. Rashi learns, Perish Rashi, the top Tosis. Umasnisan Ali Be'yos, our Mishnah will hold like Rebbe. And that it's Pirshu, it's even Yerdu if it's on the Mizbeach. But Re'perish, Rabbanin Davkehi. The Minikani Lo Yalu in the Mishnah. What does it say if it's Pirshu?
The second
one,
it's not the Yeru.
Not the Yeru, it's right, it says Lo Yalu. Mashma Di Malu Lo Yerdu. Like that, yeah. Bahadi Yamri Rabbana Bita the Rabbis. The Afilu Pirshu, I know Pirshu of Yaidan Al Kabi HaMizbeach. If it's Pirshu and it's still on the Mizbeach, then it will remain. We have, Taisus Barbax says, the child that we have is, to what extent are we talking that it's going to be separate, that it's only going to be a Basar Ma'adam? Is it referring all, even to the case where it was on top and you have to be Yerdu? Or is it only referring to where it was separated, it was Pirshu, that you don't bring it up? And here we have this Machlokes, how to learn the Gemara, whether or not the din is Pirshu, it's Yerdu or not. Pirshu lo Yahalu. If it's Pirshu, the Mishnah tells us, you don't bring it up on the Mizbeah. Because the Gabi that we have even Sisa HaBasar Ma'adam. And not HaKol HaMizbeah. Because HaKol HaMizbeah. Now, Amram Zayr, like Shadu Elisha, Pirshu Klepe Mata. This is all the Makkah where was Pirshu, far away from the Maracha. Avo Klepe Mila, but if it's close to the Makkah of the Maracha, Krivehuda Kriva Liyiko, then in that case, then it's you're ma'akal. Then you put it on the mizbeach. When we say pirshu, it's looking only where it's far.
How far? How close?
Doesn't say much. Yeah. The afilu pirshu. But no, afilu pirshu. It's not mistaber. It says pirshu. What do you mean? So what says afilu pirshu? Amar abahachi kamer leishanu elashem pirshu liyachar zrika. Now. Where is it Pirshu that we say that you don't put it on? After this, Rika.
Well, you hear.
Abu Pirshu, kind of Zrika. Asai Zrika, the Zrika will come showing Sinu. And the Zrika itself means if it was Pirshu before the Zrika, the Avaida was not done on that. Asai Zrika, the Zrika could come. Sharing Sino, and it's matter them to do whatever you want with them. Afilo the Mevad Minam Kata the Sakina, you could go and it takes off the Isser Meila to go and to make it into a handle for a socket to do what you want. Why? Let me read it. Sama Loki Eldam Rabbi Yechon and Mishim Rabbi Ishmael. Nema lo yimba oila, nema lo yimba asham. We have a Zer Shavu. Ma Hashem, Atzmaisam Mutarim, Av Oila Atzmaisam Mutarim. Just like there, the Dab is Matar, the Atzomis. You can do it for whatever you want. Similarly, by the Oila, the Atzomis will be Mutar also. Av Oila, the Atzomis will be Mutar, the Zrika will be Matar them. And this Xerishava that I have, it's extra. It's because I can use it for Xerah Shavah Mufti. The Ilo Mufti, because if it was not extra, I would not stop me Madama one to the other. Ikal Abifrach. I'd be able to ask Akasha. You can't learn Oila from Hashem. Because I know Bali Hashem's came as Sarah Mutter. And since the Basar is Mutter, the Atzabis could be Mutter. Lo Ye Yisera. Then by Lo Yisera Xiv. Therefore, I have what? Therefore, I have a lot of Yisrael. And therefore, I have a Zerah Shavah. So what I have is, I can have the Zerah Shavah, and I can use even by an Isla, that the Zerah is going to be matter, the bones. Masar Avada Barava, Tzavis Kutchen, Lifnei Zerah Mayelin Bohem, Liachar Zerah Ein Mayelin Bohem. Regular Tzavis of Kachim, before the Zrika, Tzavis Lifnei Zrika, there's a din of Me'ila. Kachim, Kachim. After the Zrika, Eimael and Bahan. There's no Me'ila. The Zrika is Matarit. The Shalayla, by other Karbatis. But what about by an Eilah? Shalayla, Eimael and Bahan, Le'ayla. You're always, even after this Rika, there's going to be Me'ila. This Rika is never matter of anybody. Yaila is everything, it's Kula Kolil, everything. And there, and there, whatever deed we have, this Rika is not matter anything. Name on the Michelle Ayla. What it means is, the Ayla, what it means is the following. Michelle Ayla, Pirshu Lifnei Zrika, Eid Mayalim Bahem. If it's Pirsha Lifnei Zrika, it ceases to be part of the Ayla. Liacha Zrika, Adarabha, Liacha the Zrika, where the Zrika went on it, because it means at the time of the Avaida, it was part of the Ayla. It is Liacha Zrika, Mayalim Bahem, there isn't enough Me'ila. Pirsha Lifnei Zrika, Ein Mayalim Bahem. If it was Pirshu after this Rika, it is, well, because the Avaida went on it. Very good. Not so mitzvah, but Chari, the kasha that we have here is, how could it be Mila? What are you going to do with it? Chari should be like Kachem Shemesu. What are you going to do with the bones? You're not makter it. So what? No, but not over here. Not according to this. We'd say it's Mayalim Bahem after the Zrika.
Yeah, but
that's your word. No. If it's Pirshu after the Zrika, it's Mayalim Bahem. Why? Why is there Me'ila? What are you going to do with it? You can't do it. There's no thing about Torah on it. So what do you do with it? It's Pirshu.
It's Oral separate.
The Ayla, the Mayalim, the Ayla. Well, plegan the Rabbi Lazar. Dom Rabbi Lazar, Pirshu, Lifnei Zrika. Mayalim Bahem, if it's Pirshu before Zrika, it's Mayalim. The Achas Rika, Lay Nadim, Balay Mayalim. And according to the way we're saying now, we have a subject over here, what's going to be the din? If it's the Achas Rika, there's going to be a din of Me'ila. According to this, that we're saying now, different ways to explain what's taking place over here, as far as whether or not there's going to be a din of Me'ila, or whether or not there's not going to be a din of Me'ila. Here we have again. So we have a couple. We have issues that we have here, and what that needs to be here over here. What the state of Megillah? Why there should be Megillah after this recap? The prod. Why is there no dead kachm shabesu? And also another din. Well, yeah, I see we're up against the clock again. You know what? Let me. I just want to get do the next mishnah. So we should at least do the mishnah tomorrow. We'll go more over here. Let's just do it quickly. The mishnah. The kulon shepaku me'algami habizbeya. Well, yeah, sir. If they all popped off the mizbeya, you don't put it back. What popped off the mizbeach? Rashi learns, popped off the mizbeach. Psulim she'olu. It's not what lo yerdu. Bein atzabes v'gidim she'hevo b'chumar v'yachlach sanoesh. Whether we're talking about psulim or whether we're talking about atzabes v'gidim. Once it pops off the mizbeach, you don't put it back. Tysus argues. Tysus is going only on that Tzavis Megidin. It does not go on the Psulim. Rashi over here, Tysus says, Kulush Apoko Me'angame Mizbeach. You see at the bottom? Kulush Apoko Me'angame Mizbeach. You see at the bottom? Kulush Apoko Me'angame Mizbeach. He said, Koy to the Mishnah, Lo Yanzir. Again, it says, Tysus at the end comes out, Ayn Apoko Me'angame. That what we're talking about is, we're talking only the Gita about Thomas. The Kulon Shepoku Me'algami HaMizbeach Lo Yamzir. The Chen Gachelas. It's supposed to have a Kul Shepoku Me'algami HaMizbeach Lo Yamzir. A Varim Shepoku Me'algami HaMizbeach. It's after it's Kainim Chatzais. It's Yamzir. And it's even Be'ilah. Miyacha Chatzais Layelzer Ve'ed Ma'ilim Behem. If the Chatzais is the dividing point. Geshem Shamizbeh Mekadish Esaroilo. This is a separate thing completely. When we say that the Mizbeh is Mekadish, it does not mean only the Mizbeh, it means Kacha Kevish Mekadish. Geshem Shamizbeh Mekadish Mekadishin. It's a royal ahem, whatever a royal ahem means. Let's say it's right for the age. Kach ha-kelim mekadshim. Klisharis are also mekadish, which we'll have to see what this means. I mean, Hashem, we have we're up against the clock.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.